Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang. Very happy Monday, actually. And welcome to the first Andy Olsteen TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. And of course, we begin today's show with all the fallout from a sensational, wonderful day of Premier League football, where, of course, an in-form again, Jesse Lingard, stole the show as West Ham just about beat Leicester 3-2 to climb back into the top four. Man United went a goal down, there's a shock, and then came back to score three against Spurs. Newcastle saw off Burnley to boost their survival hopes, and Arsenal beat Sheffield United. Shortly you'll hear from the former Manchester United striker, Andy or Andrew Cole, who thinks Lingard should leave Manchester United in the summer. But first, here's how all the day's football sounded on your favourite radio station.
Jesse Lingard's brace his 7th and 8th goals in 9 league appearances means West Ham are leading Leicester 2-0 at the London Stadium in the battle of the Champions League contenders.
He's been great for us and he's given us something different, and I probably didn't expect him to get so many goals for us, but I knew that he was capable. But his goals have helped, and especially today without Mickey Antonio, you know, gave us another goal scorer, which, as everybody will tell you, is really important.
The opportunity for him to go on loan to West Ham has come at a fantastic time, and he's taken it with both hands. Now Manchester United have a decision to make. Take him back or sell him in the summer for a little bit more money than was expected. I think if I was Jesse and if I was Manchester United, I would move him on. And if I was Jesse, I would want to go and play games.
Yeah, if we play better than we do today, we'll keep it going. We're going to have to play better than we did. But that's the standards. If you want to be up near the top, then you have to set big standards. And, you know, we've had two fantastic wins. To beat Leicester, who are, you know, arguably the form team or one of the form teams in the Premier League, especially away from home. And we've just come away from a result against Wolves in midweek. It's been a very good week for us.
The last time that West Ham was seriously competing to get anywhere near the top three or four was when I played, which was the good old days of me and Frank McAvenny back in 86. And that was 35 years ago. So it tells you exactly where the club is for this particular season. But, you know, again, let's not forget, though, you know, West Ham nearly got relegated again last season. Yeah. So, you know, to transform the season, they've got a great team spirit over there. They've actually got some really good players.
Even after a difficult performance today, we're still in there, still a point ahead of West Ham, and we live to fight another day.
Tottenham 1, Manchester United 3. United avenged the 6-1 to make it 4 wins from 4 in the league. They closed the gap to City at the top to 11.
Very good team performance, down both sides, good crosses. Much better on the ball, moved it quicker, gave Tottenham more problems to solve, and I thought we played very well.
We've got to take each game as it comes in the Premier League. Maybe go unbeaten from now to the end of the season would be a good achievement. That's including the Europa League, so that would mean that we lift a trophy as well. So we're not setting aims or goals. I think we've just got to take each game as it comes. It comes around every 3 days, so we've got another big game on Thursday and we need to make sure we go through it.
We lost and the other teams, they won and they did points. Of course, difficult. Even difficult for top six, but 7 matches to go. 7 plus 7, 3 points per match, 21. Mathematically, it's possible.
Here now is Sir Maximin over the halfway line. He's still going. He's got support. He might not need it. Onto his left foot and fires it in. What a wonderful goal from Alan Sir Maximin. Newcastle have picked up a much-needed win.
Well, that's what we've needed. You know, on the quiet, we've been getting a few draws. I think, you know, we've lost one over the last 5 or 6, wherever it is. We've been a bit more resilient and we're getting hopefully we're big players back, certainly helps.
It's now 3-0 to Arsenal. It's a second goal for Alexander Lacazette. Defence-splitting pass from Partey. He really parted the defence there. And another exceptional finish from Lacazette. 13 Premier League goals now.
It was a really strong performance. We showed really good cohesion as a team and understanding of what we had to do in the game. We were really effective as well. We scored some good goals and very important as well. We kept a clean sheet. First of all, it was outstanding, but these players have this ability. We train certain things, but after there is the inspiration and the qualities, and great to score goals like this.
The FA Cup kind of paved over a lot of cracks because he won a trophy.
Can he hold on to the FA Cup?
That's the thing. I think if Arsenal go out the Europa League and they finish 10th or 11th, I think he's under massive pressure and I think he could be out of a job. I'd still like to see him stay and try and turn it around because I'm not really big on keep sacking managers. We're not Chelsea. Arsenal not Chelsea. Mm. For Chelsea Football Club, they have been very successful doing it that way. So you can't really go, that's the wrong way to do it. I don't think that's going to work for Arsenal Football Club.
Now, our old friend, old VAR, was a massive talking point yet again this past weekend with some ridiculous, questionable decisions in several games in the top flight. Here's how it sounded on Talk Sport again, would you believe?
Fulham 0, Wolves 1 is the score. I mean, it's a lovely goal, actually. It's a lovely cross by Pedence, headed in really well by William Jose. But our old friend VAR has decided that it's not a goal. It's an absolute disgrace it's not a goal.
Ooh.
Well, Liam Cooper could be in trouble here because he's gone in very smartly over on the far side. And I think that's going to be a card for Liam Cooper. He's looked at it from four different angles. He's now marching back onto the pitch. He's changed his mind. And from yellow, the card is changed to a red.
I've just got this screen in front of me now. He actually looks onside to me by quite a way. I'd be very surprised if this one gets chalked away. Yeah, he's onside and the goal has to stand 1-1.
Well, it has to. It's still not been clarified. Oh, no. It still says it will. What's he done there, Mickey?
I don't know. What is it? Well, has he chalked it off? Because it looks as if he's...
He has.
Well,
he's
I cannot believe.
Off,
I mean, on the screen in front of us, I was 100% sure that he was onside there. It's been brought back. Aston Villa still lead 1-0. I can't believe that.
Well, Chris Cavanaugh is currently looking at the screen now. And when you look at the incident, I agree with Andy Cole and Perry Groves. There's very little in this. I would be absolutely shocked if the referee overturns his decision here. Though he is walking back onto the field of play. And it looks like he's made the decision to disallow the goal. Has he disallowed the goal? Yes, he has. They're going to go back to where they were on the pitch. And I must say, I think this is a disgraceful decision.
I'm not very impressed, no. But that's, you know, I can discuss that as much as you like. And that's the point here. I'm discussing it, or you're discussing it, or everyone's discussing it. And this, maybe some say it's a foul, maybe some it isn't. Then it's not a clear and obvious mistake.
I'm telling you now, something's happening.
Busy.
And not just the VAR. You've got the managers, haven't you, at Stockley Park? There's three managers, I think, isn't there? So there's something going on because what they've just done there is an absolute abomination to football. Absolutely.
Now, Rachel Blackmore made sporting history by becoming the first female jockey to win the Grand National at the weekend. TalkSport's Rupert Bell called the race and was joined by the former jockey, Lizzie Kelly, who gave her emotional reaction after the landmark win. You'll also hear from Game Day breakfast host Natalie Sawyer and Blackmore herself after she sealed victory.
She's got her head down. She's driving home. Can she do it? Yes! We have history. The first lady jockey to win the Grand National is Manella Times and Rachel Blackmore. And it's been won for the first time by a lady jockey, Rachel Blackmore. I doff my cap to you.
Sorry, it's really quite emotional because like, you're told from a really young age that you can't do it. And Rachel's just proved that you can do it. And sorry, I don't mean to be so emotional, but it means so much to all of us. And she's such a nice girl, and she really does deserve it. Sorry, I'm just managing to pull myself together. Yeah, I mean, she is just fantastic, and she's, you know, a role model for all those girls in the sport that want to make it. And, you know, this year she's really just proved that she can, you know, that it can be done. And you know, when girls start out in the sport and they're laughed at when they say they want to be a jockey, people are now going to be able to say, well, you know, Rachel Blackmore did it. So I can too.
Yeah, look, I just got a fantastic passage the whole way through the race. Manella Times is unbelievable. Like, he jumped fantastically. I don't think he missed a beat anywhere. I was able to, you know, he was able to travel into a gap. I felt like I had loads of space everywhere. You know, it was just, you couldn't wish for a better passage around in a race. He travelled well. Yeah, he was just unbelievable. You know, he really was. His jumping was just second to none out there. And, you know, for me, like, you know, I just think, you know, I'm so lucky to be riding these horses for Henry de Bromhead. You know, he trained a 1-2 there. That's an incredible as well. And, you know, that can't be forgotten either in the whole thing. And I'm so privileged to have these colours on as well.
I mean, it's absolutely terrific, isn't it? And it's that same motto and same sort of viewpoint that I always take is, if you can see it, you believe it. And that's exactly what Rachel Blackmore has just done.
Now, Harry Kane has been a big talking point over the weekend, with rumours circulating he wants to leave Spurs this summer. Both Manchester United and Man City have been linked with the move for the England captain, but former Spurs manager Harry Redknapp told Game Day Breakfast he thinks Kane will stay put. And just a side note that, of course, this interview was conducted with Harry Redknapp leaning out of his Range Rover.
It would be done between, the deal would be done between his agent and Daniel, really. It wouldn't, you know, Jose would do his best to say to him, look, I want you to stay, you know, you're so important to me, and try to, but he'd know that anyway. But the deal would come down to what's done between Daniel, and it would all come down to Daniel. You know, he ain't going to go unless Daniel gets a deal that he wants. Make no mistakes. He's not going to just say, well, yeah, Harry, you know, we all love you. You've been great for us. You know, Daniel drives the hardest bargain in the world. Unless he gets what he wants and it's a deal that suits Tottenham, if he's got to go, then he won't go. I mean, he's going to demand a king's ransom for him, and, you know, and give him the money to buy whoever he wants to buy and rebuild the team. Unless he gets that, then Harry won't be going anywhere.
It could be too expensive, but in saying that, you know, you never know with football clubs. You can't bring in a manager to install that mentality. I think as a player, you've got to have that mentality. All players got to have that mentality. That's why big players play at big football clubs, because they've got the winning mentality, because they want to win. I mean, I can't go in there and say, I've not got that winning mentality, but if I play for, Jose Mourinho, all of a sudden, I'm going to turn it on. It doesn't happen like that. Your mentality is, I want to win and I want to play for a big club. All the talk that he could have moved on last season, now we've gone through this global pandemic, yeah? And he's possibly going to come out end this season, so I want to move on. Who can afford him?
Now, Leeds United upset the odds to beat Manchester City, a game, of course, that was live on TalkSport on game day. Stuart Dallas scored an injury time winner, great name, as 10-man Leeds United beat runaway leaders Man City at the Empty Had. And it is, there's nothing you can... At the Empty Had. Dallas, the footballer, not the place in America, told TalkSport that they really had to dig in to get the win. But first, Pep Guardiola, who reminded his players that the title isn't won yet, obviously.
Manchester City's momentum is checked by a brilliant Leeds United performance. Momentum being checked, nothing more than that. Certainly, it won't be enough to derail their assault on the Premier League title, but it might just give Pep Guardiola a bit of food for thought.
Well, it was a good game, 11 against 11. In the best moment that we had, the chances that some of them we create, and we give them the first goal. We didn't defend properly with the non-aggressivity that we have to play. And in that moment, when one team defends so deep, so deep, so deep, you have to avoid them to run, and we concede two times. One, Eddie was good, and the second time we concede a goal. So, and at the end, when they defend so deep, the quality of the players up front, they make a difference, and today we could not do it.
And here's Dallas through the centre. He's going to win it. He goes past the goalkeeper and slides it in. And on the counter-attack, Leeds United have scored a second goal that is going to win them the game away at Manchester City with just 10 men.
Difficult game. There's no getting away from that. It was tough out there. It's hard enough playing against any team with 11 players, never mind Man City with 10, so yeah. It's difficult. But, you know, we dug in, had a lot of pressure on us, a lot of possession, and moved us about very well. And I thought we defended really well. You know, I know they had a lot of efforts in goal, but it was more, you know, long-range efforts, crosses into the box, stuff like that. So I thought on a whole we really dug in when we needed to. And, you know, you're always hoping that you get a chance on
on the break. Obviously, Rafinha's got one just a couple of minutes before mine, and you're hoping that goes in. And, you know, thankfully at the end, I was able to get on the end of it.
He has come on leaps and bounds as a player. I mean, you know him very well, Natalie, don't you, from watching him. And I just can't believe I'm watching the same player. He's been absolutely... I mean, the second goal, he's outrun John Stones. Got himself into a position to score. He's finished his first one brilliantly. Okay, it comes off the post and into the back of the net, beats Edison. But he's played generally this season at a very, very high level.
That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. tonight at 10 p.m. Taking your calls with the fun boy Jason Cundy after West Brom play Southampton, which, would you believe, is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. And then Brighton against Everton is at 8:15. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.